This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for July 9th. The former publisher of BladenOnline.com has been charged with killing her husband. Charlotte Smith, age 45, of Elizabethtown, was arrested in a traffic stop in Montgomery County. Her husband, Dan Smith, was found with multiple gunshot wounds in their Elizabethtown home. He died en route to hospital. Mrs. Smith has been returned from Montgomery County. She's currently in the Bladen County Detention Center under a charge of first-degree murder with no bond. This is a developing story, but we have more at ColumbusCountyNews.com. The pastor of Happy Home Church is being held on underage sex charges in South Carolina. Devin Carroll, age 22, was arrested by Conway Patoka Police on charges of attempting a lewd act and having sexual activity with a 15-year-old girl. The girl was a student at Conway Middle, where Carroll was a teacher's aide. He is being held under a $30,000 secured bond. Late Waccamaw commissioners on Tuesday came out strongly against the proposed major development on Old Lake Road. The residential community would bring 4,500 homes and around 10,000 people to a parcel between Buckhead and East Columbus High School. The Waccamaw Siouan tribe organized a march against the development last week. The development's early plan received a positive endorsement from the county planning board, but is not finding support among county commissioners. Two masked men broke into the Crossroads Pharmacy in Whiteville early Friday. Whiteville police said the men stole multiple medications after disarming the security system. They were both dressed in dark clothing and had face covers. Tropical Storm Chantal brought several inches of rain to Columbus County on Saturday, but nothing like the 11 inches that the storm took to the Piedmont of North Carolina. We saw ditch and nuisance flooding across Columbus County. Sierra Gorda had several roads that were closed due to high water. In Lumberton, flooding was an ongoing concern as late as yesterday. A Walmart store there had about a foot of water inside at one point. Flood warnings have now been issued to the Cape Fear and Lumber Rivers due to runoff from the storm. Governor Josh Stein visited several of the hard-hit areas yesterday, promising assistance from the state and urging caution during the cleanup. Some areas in the Piedmont saw as much as 11 inches of rain in a 24-hour period. If your Class C driver's license has expired, you have a 2-year grace period, courtesy of a new law. Chronic backups at DMV license offices statewide led the General Assembly and Governor Josh Stein to agree on the move. In-state driving privileges will not be revoked if your license expires between July 1st and December 31st of 2027. The law does not apply to revocations or to commercial driver's licenses. Archie Cumby, a native of Crusoe, will be the featured speaker Saturday at the Southeastern Genealogical Society meeting. Cumby published a genealogy book about the island and its families and works to preserve the history of Crusoe. The meeting is Saturday at 2 p.m. at Whiteville Missionary Alliance Church. Everyone is welcome. The Caroline High Memorial Library will host a blood drive on July 16th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Walk-ins are welcome. You can sign up for an appointment by using redcrossblood.org. The library is located at 407 North J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.